Hi, KAD crew. Welcome back to the JoLynn Thomas Show. Let me just say, I am so appreciative to you for your support. It means the world. On this Thought Leader Thursday, I'm doing something pretty special. I am turning the focus on the magic of Christmas. And I wanted to do this at this point rather than wait till Christmas Day or we get right down to Christmas. So I'm reaching out to our thought leaders in the community and asking them what makes it feel like Christmas for them. At our last table talk, I took the opportunity to ask each one of our panelists to give me a little Christmas wisdom and magic. So we'll start with Corey Mangum, Pocatello City Council member and a community activist.
Cheesiest thing possible, and I'm all of 40 some odd years old, but every Christmas we have to watch the Muppets Christmas Carol. And my kids are like, this again? And when they were younger, they loved it. And now it's like, Dad, come on. But I loved watching that show. I don't know why. My Christmas wish, adult Christmas wish, is just blessings on my family and on our city and on our community and all the people who I'm connected to. So, what was the other one? Is there another one? Waking up early in the morning and it being super warm. Like, because I don't like waking up like ice cold, right? So, like, crank up the heat. We're in our pajamas hanging out, getting ready to do breakfast or whatever. And then Nat King Cole Christmas song in the background makes it Christmas.
District 93 Superintendent Scott Wolstenhume reflects on some favorite Christmas memories.
So probably one of the funniest Christmas memories I have is about 10 years ago, we had this massive snowstorm here in Idaho Falls. And I grew up in Teton Valley. And I was like, I've driven through snow. And so we're going to my in-laws who live in Shelley for Christmas morning. And I tell my wife, we're going to go through the back country roads. And I said, I've driven in snow. It's not a big deal. We go out there and there are literally 10-foot drifts. And so I buried our minivan in about a 10-foot snow drift. And we were stuck there for about 4 hours on Christmas morning. So that's one tradition I try not to relive every year. I've learned to listen to the forecast and take the safe roads home. So for favorite Christmas traditions, really traditional, but I love when we hang our stockings up on our mantle. As a kid, my favorite thing about it was we were forbidden from looking at the presents, but we could open up our stocking. And so we've kept that tradition with our kids. And so they can get up as early as they want to. They can open up their stocking. And that's all they get to open up until everybody's up as a family. So, and for me, growing up here in Eastern Idaho, it just never quite feels like Christmas until there's snow on the ground.
KPVI news director and anchor Matt Davenport shares a favorite Christmas memory.
One of my favorite Christmas memories, it almost turned into disaster for the whole family. As a kid, just right there in the perfect age to watch Star Wars, 1977. Oh, that was the greatest thing ever. Well, 1978 rolls around, and you know, you get the JCPenney, you get the Montgomery Ward, you get the Sears catalog, and you flip it to the back, and you start marking and dog-earing and circling things that you want for cool. Well, the only thing I wanted one thing that year. That was the Kenner Millennium Falcon. Oh, if I could have the Kenner Millennium Falcon, that would be just the best Christmas ever. Went to the mall, asked Santa. Went to the different place, asked Santa. Anywhere Santa was, that's what I asked for. So Christmas morning comes around, and you know when you come out to the tree, you get to look at the boxes. You know, you can't touch anything yet. You get to look at the boxes, and I'm looking around, and you know, this Millennium Falcon is sizable. It's pretty big, and there is no box that big underneath the tree. And so already the sadness starts to enter my body, and it's like I'm setting myself up for failure. And so we, you know, my sister wakes up, my parents wake up after, you know, rallying, get up. And so we go out and we start opening presents, and you know, you get the socks, you get the different pajamas, you get the, you know, the things, and so we're done. All the presents are opened. And my dad asked me the question, so did you get everything you wanted for Christmas? and you do the Ralphie from A Christmas. I guess so. Yeah, that's my Red Ryder BB gun. That's what I wanted. And yeah, I guess so. And he goes, okay, well, I'll tell you what, it's kind of cold outside, and we had in our house this lava rock fireplace. And he goes, why don't you go ahead and just start a fire, and we'll get things nice and warmed up for the house. So I walk over, and the logs are already on there. I put some tinder in there, and then you have the big, long stick matches. And I strike the match, and I'm just about ready to throw it, and he goes, no, 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 no. He goes, look behind the logs. And so I take one log down, I take another, and there's this giant present in the fireplace. It's like, well, we almost had toxic plastic gas ooze through the living room. And it was a Star Wars Millennium Falcon, and that was probably my most favorite Christmas memory from when I was a child. One thing we did when I was a kid is we would get in the family car on Christmas Eve, and we'd drive to the neighborhoods and see all the lights that are on the houses, and then we'd hit Chinese food. And then that's something that I've been able to do with my kids growing up, driving around on Christmas Eve, looking at all the lights, and then we end up at a Chinese food restaurant, and we, you know, eat Chinese food for Christmas Eve, and that's been one of the absolutely wonderful traditions that we've done, and I hope that my kids, when they have kids, they'll get to do the same thing.
I'm Jen Jennings with the CEI Foundation. I'm the Special Projects Coordinator, and one of my favorite memories from when I was a kid about Christmas, the one that I remember the best, my sister and I, she's 2 years younger than I am, so being the older one, I was determined that we were going to catch Santa in the act. So very curious at a young age how all of the magic worked, and we were going to be very sneaky and hide so we could watch him come down the chimney. So we made what was probably the equivalent of a duck blind. You know, that little L shape between the two couches, and we had blankets and pillows strategically placed so that we couldn't be seen, but we could look out and see if Santa was there. And my younger sister was having a terrible anxiety attack. My parents had told us that if we ever saw Santa, that we did not get presents that year. So I was very confident in my ability to camouflage us. My sister was not. So we tried to stay up, but as young children do, we dozed off before Santa got there. I remember waking up and I was so disappointed that we had missed Santa. There were presents under the tree. I had fallen asleep, and my sister was so relieved. She said, "That was terrible. Don't ever talk me into doing that again. I don't want to miss out on Christmas and accidentally see Santa and then not get presents." She goes, "That was too close. That was too close a call. We're never doing this again." So that is one of my favorite Christmas memories growing up when I was little.
I love that. And I bet you have a good time reminiscing on that one.
That is kind of funny. I asked my sister a couple of years ago if she remembered, and she goes, "I just remember you always trying to get me in trouble." So she doesn't remember it quite like I do, but my version's more fun.
Weren't they amazing? I don't know about you, but I always love hearing about people's favorite Christmas traditions and memories. And speaking of memories, how would you like to make some memories with your family, your kids, your grandkids at Keiko Joe's? Just text me an image, a picture of what makes it feel like Christmas for you to 208-522-5900. That will get you entered for a chance to score that Keiko Joe's gift card. We'll be right back.